From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we are, of course, following the voting in New Hampshire today. Turnout is expected to be very high as voters choose Republican and Democratic presidential candidates. We'll check in with one of our correspondents in Manchester in a few minutes, but first, the other major story we're following today.
President Bush is setting off on a week-long trip to the Middle East, which will include his first visit as president to Israel and the Palestinian territories. He'll try to reinvigorate the peace talks that got going again at the Annapolis summit back in November. Those talks quickly bogged down with new violence and disputes over the expansion of settlements in parts of Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank. From Jerusalem, here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Whatever political momentum came out of the Annapolis Peace Conference stalled in large part over new construction in Har Homa in South Jerusalem. Here, big billboard ads picture a windmill, flowers, a woman in a colorful Dutch outfit, encouraging people to buy into the Dutch village with a view of the hills. Another sign offers new Euroview apartments. In fact, the view is of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank, and what Israeli officials call expansion of a neighborhood of a united Jerusalem, the Palestinians call an illegal settlement. Har Homa is built on land Israel captured and annexed after the 1967 Mideast War, annexation the Palestinians and much of the international community view as illegal. Construction in Har Homa today is booming. Just 1 week after the Annapolis conference restarted long-stalled peace talks, the Israeli Housing Ministry announced tenders to build more than 300 additional housing units here. The move enraged Palestinians.
They're poking me in the eye. They're ridiculing me in front of Palestinian people. If they think they can have settlements and peace, forget it.
That's Saab Erekat, a senior Palestinian peace negotiator and advisor to President Mahmoud Abbas. Erekat and Palestinian leaders see the expansion of Har Homa as part of an Israeli effort to cut off formerly Arab East Jerusalem from the West Bank and undermine plans to make East Jerusalem the capital of a future Palestinian state. In 1997, the start of construction of Jewish homes in Har Homa contributed to a violent collapse in peace talks. Erekat warns that ongoing construction in East Jerusalem and expansion of West Bank settlements could once again undermine negotiations.
Just the total petty politics consideration of Israel, tender in Har Homa, tender in Maale Adumim, and they say no. We decided already, we have dictated on these Palestinians, so we are preempting the results of negotiations before they begin, and we're determining the fate of Jerusalem by adding all these settlement blocks to us.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert last week announced what many saw as a de facto order to halt all new construction, but Olmert did not block the plans to build the additional homes in Har Homa. Construction of Jewish homes is hardly the only issue dragging down peace talks. Near daily mortar and Qassam rocket fire from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel continues to prompt deadly Israeli operations into the territory now controlled by Hamas. Last week, a longer-range 122-millimeter Katyusha rocket fired from Gaza hit North Ashkelon, injuring no one but deeply unnerving Israelis. The 10 miles the Katyusha traveled is the deepest Gaza rocket strike into Israel so far. And security problems continue to plague the West Bank, the only area the Abbas-led Palestinian Authority now controls after losing Gaza to Hamas. Two West Bank settlers were recently gunned down while on a hike near Hebron. The attackers, two Palestinian males, were employed by the Palestinian Authority. Olmert spokesman Mark Regev says Israel cannot allow a security vacuum in the West Bank. It's in this context of mistrust, division, and violence that President Bush arrives to try to get peace talks back on track. Hebrew University political scientist Reuven Hazan says it's a tragedy the president waited until his final year in office to get directly involved in the peace process.
A president has to decide that he really wants to deal with the conflict. But presidents who come here late in office, who have lost both houses of Congress, I'll use an American saying, too little, too late.
Prime Minister Olmert and President Abbas met for 2 hours today in Jerusalem on the eve of President Bush's visit. A spokesman for Olmert said the two agreed to get the fledgling talks going again with, quote, direct and ongoing negotiations on all the big core issues. The two leaders made a similar pledge more than 6 weeks ago in Annapolis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.